ko tēnei te wā wo, mo te pūrongo tai whenua. And we have Rural News Now with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Sally, and it is kōanga, but soggy conditions in Otago are causing issues for farmers in the middle of lambing.
Yeah, kia ora, Marnie. That's been a mixed start to Kōanga for the region, with plenty of rain, snow and even a heavy frost this morning. Otago Federated Farmers meet in Wool Chair. Logan Wallace farms sheep in Waipahi near Gore.
Yeah, ground conditions are absolutely saturated at the moment. We've got standing water sitting on our paddocks from the last sort of 5 days of rain. It's made lambing a bit hard and it's put a real dent in already short feed reserves that farmers have had, which is starting to, we'll start to see some farmers compromise stock performance going forward.
What kind of issues does it cause with lambing?
Lamb survival can drop a bit when everything's so wet, and when with the rain amount of rainfall we've been having, it's hard for lambs to get up when you've got 25 mils of rain on you in a couple of hours and you're saturated. I'm pretty pleased that we have had some breaks in the weather, which has allowed lambs to get up and get going, but just there's a lot of mud starting to show up now and that'll have follow-on effects later on.
Logan Wallace says farmers have already started dishing out supplementary feed.
The lack of feed's the hangover from the drought last autumn. Because it was such a late drought, we never actually managed to recover feed levels to where we would like them pre-winter, which has meant we've come into spring already short.
Logan Wallace says farmers need some warm, dry weather in coming weeks to grow some decent grass before summer hits. Plans to build a dairy plant in Tokoroa are being welcomed by the South Waikato District Mayor. Singapore-based food ingredients company Olam is one of the biggest dairy suppliers in the world and says the plant will help it meet growing consumer demand. It says the initiative will create 50 to 60 full-time jobs when fully operational, and farmer suppliers within a 100-kilometre radius are being sought. Mayor Jenny Shattuck says primary industries are key economic drivers in the district, so the new investment is very positive as it will deliver both long-term and high-skilled jobs.
We've been working with Olam since about July last year, when they first told us about building the facility and wanting to get a consent. So we've actually been working in that space at the moment. I am positive that they will be a really good community citizen and contribute to the district.
Jenny Shattuck says several years ago there was land converted to dairy farms in the district, but she's not aware of plans for any more. The government has announced $2.1 million of funding to support 32 farmer-led catchment groups in the Lower North Island. This includes $1.1 million for the community-led network, the Wairarapa Pukaha Te Kawakawa Alliance. Alliance Chair Jill Murray says it'll use the money to support existing farmer-led catchment groups and will enable up to 10 or possibly more to be established. Ms Murray, who is a fifth-generation sheep and beef farmer, says the groups can make a real difference.
I think they're quite a critical thing going forward in terms of farmers being empowered to manage their own environments and their own farms. And working together to see what they can do to improve the environment. It's about the environment and waterways, but it's also about community wellbeing and people wellbeing. If I think about, like, I'm involved in a catchment group locally, it's making each other aware of the environmental impacts we're having and what we can do to make change, and together thinking about our waterways and where the need is to do different things.
Jill Murray says workshops on topics such as mapping, stream health monitoring and predator control will be delivered across the region. She says the funding agreement includes the establishment of a steering group and regional and local coordinator roles. A farm stay in the Waitomo district is among the many tourism operators in the area feeling the impact of the latest COVID lockdown. Trudy and Brendan Denise opened Ripple's Retreat on their sheep and beef farm in July last year. Ms Denise says visitors from Auckland account account for the majority of bookings, and they're expecting it to take a while for business to get back to normal.
We don't have any guests staying. We possibly won't have any for the rest of September. So it's been a complete shutdown for us, even though we are now currently in level two. I think there's a level of uncertainty out there at the moment for people to feel comfortable to go and travel just yet. It will come about again, and we do have people booking through summer and the school holidays at the moment, but I think people are still a little bit too scared just at the moment to start travelling away for the weekend.
Ms Denise says despite there being no international tourists around, prior to the lockdown they'd been getting good support from New Zealanders. One market she's noticed is couples in their mid-20s who seem to be substituting an overseas holiday with an escape to the countryside. Trudy Denise says the accommodation has provided an opportunity to diversify at a time when there is uncertainty in the farming sector around government policy.
The really nice thing which has come about from this is the fact that my husband, who is the predominant farmer on the land, is also looking at the land in a different light, because we're third generation, he's third generation in this farm, and so they live in this beautiful area, but they don't actually realise how stunning it is for other people coming into it. And so they have got a different lens which they look at land from than perhaps myself, who's come onto this farm from, I'm from the South Island. And so I see things differently, and I see the opportunities differently to what he's, how he sees them.
Ms Denise says farmers looking at diversifying into tourism need to consider how labour-intensive the venture is, as well as how easily accessible their property is. And that wraps up the Rural News for today.